the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to AIR. Watch live and exclusive SSE Airtricity League action this month on AIR Sport.
Welcome back. So Off the Ball is bringing you a night of world-class crack with some world-class rowers. On Thursday week, 27th of July, we're doing a live show from the West Cork Hotel in Skibbereen. So we're going to have the O'Donovan brothers, Paul and Gary, there, along with Mark O'Donovan, Shane O'Driscoll, Denise Walsh, who all had brilliant European success recently. And there'll be some more special Cork guests announced in the next few days. So it should be a really brilliant evening. And if you want to be in with a chance of winning a pair of tickets on the night, answer this question. In which county did last weekend's National Rowing Championships take place? So in which county did last week's National Rowing Championships take place? Text the word rowing and your name and answer and send it to 53106. It'll cost you 30 cents and we'll announce the winner of those tickets later on in the show. And bear in mind, obviously, you have to be able to travel to Skibbereen and sort out your own accommodation for the 27th of July. Skibbereen is further away than you think, by the way. That's also worth stating. About an hour and 20 minutes beyond Cork City. So make sure you're able to come, but it should be a really good evening. Now, we'll have Jamie Clark in studio for about half an hour after 8 o'clock talking Armagh, life on the pitch, worth sticking around for. And we'll have Kevin Kilbane's hot takes coming up very shortly, which could well be unmissable. But today, Rafa Benitez was in Sports Direct's new megastore in Dublin's North Earl Street to officially launch Newcastle's new third strip for the upcoming season. They're obviously back in the Premier League. We didn't get too much time with him, but I managed to grab a very quick word with him while he was signing autographs for fans. And it was noticeable that it wasn't just Newcastle fans, but still lots of Liverpool fans showing up. So I put it to him that I suspected everywhere he goes, he's still bumping into Liverpool fans.
Yeah, some of them. I have been here before and then it's a nice place. A lot of Liverpool fans and Newcastle United fans.
Yeah. I know you've talked about it a billion times, but what, seeing as you're on the show, what is your strongest memory of Istanbul halftime?
Halftime was just to be sure that I could keep the players believing that we could do it. So we changed the tactics and the message was just try to score, go and go back into the game. So they did really well. Because you can say what you want in the end, and they have to go on the pitch and they have to perform.
If you could live one night of your career over again, is that the night?
Yeah, obviously it was the most important. I have had a lot of good memories in different games and trophies, but especially this one, I think will be the best final ever in the Champions League because of the way that everything was going on.
At some point, you're a human being at the end of it all and you're staying calm. At some point, when you're walking into the dressing room at halftime, are you thinking to yourself, this is humiliation, this will follow me around for a long time?
No, I will tell you that I said this before. I was taking my notes 2-0 down and I was thinking what I can say in English that was years ago, so now it's bad, but imagine my English some years ago. Then I was thinking about that and then we conceded the third goal and yes. Then it was even worse. So no, I was just concentrated on trying to give them some confidence, give them the belief that we could do a goal and we could change the game.
Yeah, pretty amazing scenes. And you've stayed on the Wirral. That's where your family are, that's where life is there.
Yeah.
Why there? You've been, you know, lived in so many great cities, you've got options. Why did the family take to life in the Wirral?
Oh, my family is very pleased there. The fans, the people around is very nice. The Scousers are very supportive and then we have even a foundation. So we are really integrated in the area and my family is quite happy. So last year when I decided to come back to England and stay in Newcastle United, it's because I was also at the same time close to my family after being in Naples and Madrid.
Yeah, which must be incredibly difficult. I mean, we forget you guys are all human beings, but that period in Naples and Madrid away from your family, what's that like? Very lonely?
Yeah, normally you go with your staff and then it's not easy to come and go to see your family because you have to play games. Normally your daughters are in the school and then you don't have time. When they have time is when you have to play games and maybe you play away, so it's always quite complicated, but okay, now we are in England and we are closer and I can see them more frequently.
You're keen to get players into the club clearly at the moment, and Mike Ashley has said before that every last penny the club generates will be invested in transfers. That's not quite happening at the moment. You seem a bit frustrated with what's going on. Have you been talking to Ashley recently, or can you tell fans what's happening?
No, I have confidence that he will do it. So what I said the other day in some interviews that we know that we have the resources to do it and we expect that we can do it now. Still we have time, so hopefully we can bring some players and improve the level of the squad.
Are you in total control over transfers, Rafa, at Newcastle? Can you pick who comes in, how much money spent, or how does that process work?
No, we work together. Normally you have to work with the, in this case, with the managing director, and we are working very hard trying to improve the squad and trying to do our best. But the main thing, obviously, is if we have the money available, we have to spend wisely.
Yeah. The Premier League versus the Championship, from a player's point of view, we hear things like it's much faster, mistakes are punished. From a tactical managerial point of view, how different is the Championship experience of last year to what you're going to face this year?
Obviously, it will be a challenge for us because we know that it's faster, the players are stronger, so they have more quality. So, as you say, every mistake, maybe you can pay for that. So we need to be sure that we will be ready mentally, physically, technically, tactically. So we have to work really hard now during the pre-season to be sure that we are ready.
And tactically, are the Premier League clubs doing different things? Are they more advanced than Championship clubs?
No, to be fair, the Championship was quite good. A lot of teams, they were playing direct football, but also you had a lot of them playing passing games. So, no, it's very similar in this way. The difference is that the players in the Premier League, they are more precise, so when they pass the ball, go faster and more precise, it's always more difficult for the defenders.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to being back in the limelight, the tension, the media hype, all of that stuff, or was that there last year anyway?
No, not really. After so many years, I would like to stay calm and then hopefully my players, they can do the talk.
Yeah. A final point then. I think your father was a Real Madrid fan, your mother an Atletico fan. You came through
the opposite.
Okay. Opposite. Father an Atletico, mother a Real. And you came through the club and you worked with Del Bosque, coming through the academy as a coach. You only got 25 games in 7 months at the club. It seemed like a very difficult time. Can you talk to us about it?
No, it was a great experience because I had the offer 3-4 times and then we thought that was the right time to go. Obviously, something was not going well at the top because the relationship with players and what we were trying to do was fine. But in football, you have to move forward quickly.
Is Real Madrid a club where, for instance, the Barcelona game, are you under pressure to not have Casemiro in the team, to have the stars in the team? Is there that pressure at Real Madrid?
That is the past, where I like to concentrate on the future.
Okay. That seems like a yes to me.
No, that means that every game, every situation is different and then you have to manage it, depends how it's going on.
Yeah. Could you have done things differently? I mean, you didn't get that much time there, but could you have done things differently?
I think we did what we have to do.
Okay. And when the news is broken to you there after just 25 games, is it Perez who says it to you and do you say to him, this is way too quick, this is crazy, football doesn't work like this?
That is the past. I like to think about the future.
Okay. So not something you're keen to talk about, clearly.
No.
Okay. What are your hopes for Newcastle this season?
Try to do well every game. Try to do well in the first game and hopefully it can give us some confidence for the rest of the games. So I think it's, as you say before, the Premier League is so difficult that the main thing is to be sure that mentally you are ready and after manage the situation, it depends how it's going on.
Yeah. What are fans' expectations of you is the other question. What do you suspect Newcastle fans are hoping for from Newcastle this year? Is it avoid relegation? Is that where it starts?
I think it's at the beginning, we have to be realistic. It depends on how the transfer window is going on. If we have a much better squad, then we can talk about different things. But at the moment, what we have to do is just think about if we can stay up and then do well, see how far can we go. But the main thing is, yes, as I said before, if you have some bad results, be ready. If you have some good results, be ready anyway.
Yeah. Which Premier League managers, and you watch football very closely, who impresses you? What style of football do you enjoy watching?
No, I have seen all of them in different situations. Conte, even in Italy, Guardiola. I like how they play, but also Klopp or a lot of them. So I don't have any problem in terms of to choose one because a lot of teams they are playing really well.
Mm. Has football changed much from when you were at Liverpool? Premier League football in terms of the style. What are the big differences?
Yeah, style more or less. I think you have a lot of clubs now spending a lot of money, means that they bring better players, and also that means that the football is a little bit better. But in terms of the how difficult it will be, I think it will be like in the past, very difficult.
Yeah, never easy. Last question. So you've managed in Italy, Spain, England. Of those three countries, which players are the most tactically aware? What's the most tactically advanced football of those three countries, or is there a big difference?
The Italians. Really? Very, very clear. The Italians are more tactical for everything. England is more physical and Spain is more technical and also tactical. But the Italians are always very, very focused on tactics.
Okay, just the players are born, grown up, immersed in it and just understand it the best.
Yeah, from the academies, they talk about systems and then they know exactly how to play with different systems.
Okay, pleasure. Best of luck for the season.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Short and sweet, that was that. Mm. So, Rafa Benitez, Newcastle. I mean, he's obviously saying he's confident that it's all going to be sorted out there. But what actually has been going on over the last number of weeks is that the money Mike Ashley's promised for the club hasn't really materialised. Or certainly the transfers haven't happened. Huddersfield have spent 36-odd million pounds. Newcastle have signed a couple of players, but really nothing along the lines of what you suspect Benitez was hoping for, and it all just seemed, people are wondering, is Ashley going to pull a fast one?
Even the loan deal for Tammy Abraham, the loan deal from Chelsea, couldn't get that over the line. He went to Swansea. Now, you think if you can't even get that deal over the line, there are serious problems, but you can tell. And he plays the straight back when you ask him the question, doesn't he? You know, who is in charge of transfers? Of course, it's a collective thing. But you know full well that he's not getting the backing that he would want. He wants to get players in quickly. He wanted to get those deals done early, get them in for the start of pre-season, like a lot of the other clubs have done. So a lot of the other clubs that's going to be Newcastle position next season are probably ahead of the game already. So that's the one thing that's going to be a worry for him.
When he's ready to talk about his 25 games in charge of Real Madrid, it'll be good.
Yeah, instead of, he pied you off totally there, hasn't
he?
Yeah,
totally. But then, look, said one or two things off the record afterwards, and
I can totally understand it from his point of view, because how can he upset or want to upset the might of Real Madrid, because they have effect not just in Spain but they have effect across Europe. If he's going to get any of the bigger jobs around Europe, because he has done a good job at Newcastle, you've got to give him credit for that, it potentially could lead to something bigger than that, or you know, moving on elsewhere, and that could go against him if he starts to badmouth him. There's no need for him to do it.
No, because as you say, Florentino Perez will have a huge amount of influence, especially in Spain. If Rafa's going back looking for a big job there, or even a, you know, 10 years time, he's suddenly very attracted to the Valencia job.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's slammed Perez in the media.
Yeah.
I've no doubt that there can be ways in which Perez can affect his job prospects
without
very
doubt.
Easily. So you just can't make an enemy.
And I think
like
that's
that.
Probably not even Spain. I said I think the powers of Real Madrid is far reaching, isn't it?
Yeah. There's exciting news in that up next we're doing Kevin Kilbane's hot takes and the big stories that Kilbane missed out on. The texts are flooding in. People want your hot take and so many.
As long as it's not Love Island, things. I don't mind.
Oh, there's a few Love Island questions from the people. That's what they want to hear about. Jamie Clark on the way, Kevin Kilbane's hot takes is next.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Watch Formula One Grand Prix action this month live on Air Sport.